In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is always a very great pleasure for me to come to Prince of Peace and to visit a parish that has such a wonderful and rich liturgical life. Your pastor, Father Smith, my good friend, has helped to create for you here a place in which we can truly experience what a medieval English carol called Heaven and Earth in Little Space. In the beauty and reverence of the sacred liturgy, we come into the realm of the natural and peer into the realm of the supernatural. We catch a glimpse of the reality of heaven through the signs and symbols of the liturgical celebration here on earth, and so understand more and more what it is to be members of the mystical body of Christ, joined as we are in our worship here to the worship of the saints in the kingdom of heaven. We experience in the little space of our church building the worship of heaven here on earth. The first Sunday of the season of Advent, and thus the start of a new liturgical year, is a natural time for us to reflect on the treasure that is the sacred liturgy and to seek to enter more deeply into its riches. As we set out once again on the cycle of the church's life, we are presented with the chance to make certain New Year's resolutions, not as we might do at the turn of the calendar year, going to the gym or giving up smoking or whatever it happens to be, but resolutions to become ever more faithful to Christ through our participation in his life, in the liturgical worship of his mystical body, the church. Now, we might be tempted to see other aspects of the Christian life as more important, as more pressing than this liturgical worship. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us that the sacred liturgy is the action of the Christus Totus, that is, the whole Christ, and is thus essential to our relationship with Christ, which through our baptismal incorporation is given shape in the church. In his newly published interview with the German journalist Peter Seewald, Pope Benedict XVI, describing his upbringing, speaks movingly about the importance of the liturgy in his own Christian formation. To participate in the liturgy, he says, really was, from the very beginning, a constitutive and noble experience. So we can say that all actions of the Christian life, charity, justice, mercy, generosity, all of which are so important, in fact find their origin in the totus Christus, in the whole Christ, who is most present and most accessible to us in the action of the sacred liturgy. It is in the rites and ceremonies of the liturgy, too, that we come to understand more fully the faith that we profess. If the liturgical celebration is that primary locus or place of our encounter with Jesus Christ, it is also here that we are formed in his life and given the pattern by which we, too, are to live. And so nothing in the liturgical celebration is ever simply accidental. Those of you who attended one of the two church dedications here in Greenville this weekend will, I'm sure, have noticed this. Each gesture, each sign, symbol, and word of the sacred liturgy is loaded with meaning waiting to be unpacked. And at the opening of a new liturgical year, there is no exception. In fact, the very first words that we hear as this new cycle of the church's life of worship begins are enough for a sermon in themselves. As we heard in the words of the introit, "Unto thee, O Lord, lift I up my soul. O my God, in thee have I trusted." Or in the original, in the Latin, "Ad te levavi anima meam, Deus meus in te confido." The original text, the Latin, begins with the word ad and with the letter A. the very first letter of the alphabet. And so as we begin the new liturgical year, we are presented by the sacred liturgy with a reminder that Christ is the first. We are given a new start. Christ is the new day, the rising sun toward which, during these weeks of Advent, we will journey. And yet, at the same time, the text that we've been given is accompanied by a melody which gives these words, through the rich and ancient musical heritage of the Church, a more profound meaning. Listen to the incipit, the opening phrase of the entire liturgical year, which we hear sung at the beginning of the Mass. Ad te levavi. Now, perhaps in this simple phrase, we might hear notes that are familiar to us. So I ask you, listen again. Ad te levavi. Or, slightly simplified, Ad te levavi. Perhaps it's easier with other words. Per omnia secula seculorum. Or in English, throughout all ages, world without end. And so, just as the beginning of the year is presented to us, and we are reminded that Christ is the A, as it were, the first, so also we are reminded that he is the culmination, the end of all things. He is, as we will repeat over and over again throughout the season of Advent, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the A to Z, Z of all creation, throughout all ages, world without end. As we begin our journey through the Advent season, this simple but poignant opening lights the way as we recall first Christ's coming in humility in the Bethlehem stable, and then, in joyful hope, we look to his second coming in dreadful majesty to judge both the living and the dead. Now, if the essence of the great mystery of the Incarnation and the redemption of the whole world is found in just a handful of notes and in a single letter of the alphabet given to us in the context of the sacred liturgy, we should be encouraged to plunge ourselves more and more into the riches that the liturgical life of the Church offers us, and to discover its endless rewards as it helps us to conform our lives to the pattern established already in our native homeland, the Kingdom of Heaven. The season of Advent, upon which we embark today, is the time par excellence in which to do this. And it is, I would say, perhaps easier for you in a parish with such a rich liturgical life such as this than in many other places. So I encourage you to use these weeks of Advent as a time to read and meditate upon the texts of the Mass. Open your missals. Read the texts before you arrive on Sunday. Meditate on the particular symbols and elements of the Church's worship in this liturgical season, and be attentive to them. If we truly seek the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, in the silence of the manger and in the majesty of his coming again at the end of time, dear brothers and sisters, it is here, in the sacred liturgy, that we already find him.